Well, hello, friends. Welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. Trust you all listening to this are glad for the new day, glad for another day. I am always glad for another day because we never know when it might be our last. And God is very good to give us of his gift. When he is such an almighty, mighty God, and we are here on this earth, so little, so small, even in a lifetime, our lives are very short. It's just a speck compared to eternity. And so I feel thankful every day when the Lord has given life and has given health and. And all this is especially for eternal life and peace with God is all through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so today I would like to share from the Gospel of John, chapter 18. We'll read some verses here. Beginning in verse 1, it says, when Jesus had spoken these words, he went forth with his disciples over the brook Cedron, where was a garden into which he entered and his disciples. And Judas also, which betrayed him, knew the place, for Jesus oft times resorted thither with his disciples. And right there already we see how the devil works, that with Judas, who was going to betray Jesus, he knew exactly where they would be because he knew Jesus would often go there, it says. Often went there with his disciples to pray. And so Judas was waiting or got people to wait. Is Judas, verse 3, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns and torches and weapons. So it sounds like they were really going out there like they were going to arrest a very violent man, right? I mean, like they were going to go there and capture this notorious criminal that might fight back, so they're bringing all kinds of people and lanterns and torches and weapons. And from what I've understood, I don't know for sure how accurate it is, but that a band of men in as far as soldiers goes, that it was in the hundreds, mostly like maybe even 600 people. And so there were a lot. This meant that it was a lot of people. It wasn't just a small party. In verse 4 it says, Jesus therefore, whom knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. And Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. And this was all the people that were coming after Jesus. This wasn't just one person that fell backward. They all fell. And can we imagine that? I know I have trying to picture that, you know, of a whole crowd of people coming and then at just three words, they all fall right to the ground, backwards. That power, the power that the Lord God had, it's amazing. verse 7, then asked he them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. So after they had fallen back, Jesus asked them again, well, who are you looking for? And they say, well, we're looking for Jesus of Nazareth. And Jesus answered, I have told you that I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these go their way. That the saying might be fulfilled, which he spake, of them which thou gavest me, have I lost none. So I think that is very amazing how that is, that if we think about it, that how the plan of God was for the redemption of man from his sins. Since the time that Adam fell, God had promised that there would be a Savior. And throughout the old scriptures, it was foretold. And then Jesus came, was born, and did his ministry on this earth, short as it was. But he suffered a lot of opposition, a lot of persecution, a lot of death threats, a lot of attempts on his life. But as we see here, these people thought that they could arrest him. But as we see, they didn't capture Jesus. Jesus gave himself. So that's what I would like us to get from this, is that this was, Jesus knew what the plan of the Father was, and that he knew that he had to give his life on the cross, suffer and die, and rise again for the sins of the world, for all of us. And he had no sin. He didn't have to do this, but he knew that that was the will of the Father, and he was obedient to him. And that's why I say he knew it. He knew what was coming. And so he didn't, and as we saw all those people falling at just three words, he wouldn't have had to give himself up, but being obedient to the Father, he gave himself up. And as he said, if therefore you seek me, he said, let his disciples go. And so it sounds to me like, that they might take credit for arresting Jesus, but if it wasn't that Jesus knew what the will of the Father, it would not have happened. So I am very grateful for God's plan, for God the Father's plan, send our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to us. And I hope that all that are listening are also thankful for the Lord Jesus, because without him, it would be just like the things that that King Solomon had built and had endeavored to do and did. He found they all pass away. It's the same thing. We would just all pass away and be punished forever. And so with the coming of Jesus, we're able to have eternal life through him by coming to him and being born again. So I hope that's it's been an encouragement to you, and let's just keep on serving the Lord. Till next time, may God bless you.